Recovering Perfectionist. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Rising Tide podcast with Tara Barrow, where I share from life experience learning to you, and you get to decide if you want to use it, try it out, or completely ignore it. Now, why am I laughing about recovering perfectionist? First of all, I try not to define myself by words, but this one was, I'll be shifting it in my mind. That's another personal work. This week, I did quite a few different things. I reached out to a friend to record a podcast. I also did a new one-on-one session. And then I created some content, video editing. I worked on email list. Continue on brand development online with different social platforms, and I spent time with family, also helped out. Yeah, I put paintings up on the walls. I planned my trip coming up, booking, logistics, and yet at the end of the week, I feel like I've done nothing. I was sharing this with a friend. It's not funny. I'm laughing because it's I'm hearing the nonsense in my head and I'm speaking out loud. And I was speaking with a friend. And I was telling them how I just feel like I don't do enough. And every now and then I'll have the practice of writing down every single thing that I do on a daily basis and a weekly basis to remind me that I've actually done quite a lot. Because when I don't do that, that thought comes ahead. It is not enough. I can be doing more. My values, my aim is to design a life where I get to spend quality time with the people that I care about, family and friends, and also continue to grow, develop myself, keep learning, keep being curious, and work in something that I'm energized in, whether it's for financial reasons or non-financial reasons as well. And it's finding that work-life integration environment for myself. Again, recovering perfectionist as I had high expectations, and until still a few years back, I didn't realize how high they were, and I would push myself, and it wasn't good enough. I worked to slowly be aware of what I was doing, and sometimes were hard, and it was from external people telling me that I was pushing too much. And just to take a step back and to realize how much I've done. It's not easy. And it's actually the way that I really found out that it wasn't the only solution was it's better done than perfect. Because perfection also meant that I was holding myself back to do a lot of things because it was never good enough. And so a lot of things I wouldn't take the first step, leap forward, because I wasn't ready, because it wasn't perfect. It wasn't just right, except it's never just right. And therefore, I never put anything out there. And when I started finding a way to actually first show up online in an imperfect way, but just keep showing up and seeing a result, then creating a bit of content, then creating bigger content, online courses. And it wasn't 100% perfect, but it was online. It was available and accessible, and it had an impact. That showed me that the action, the imperfect action, was way more valuable than the perfection of it. And so seeing that and reminding myself of that helps me a lot. Still get weeks like this week where I think it's not enough and I could have done more. Now, the truth. Could I have done more? From a capacity standpoint, competence, skill set? Yes, of course. I could have push myself a hell of a lot harder and I could have created a lot more. But is it the life that I truly want? No, it's not. I don't want to live to exhaustion. I don't want to live working nonstop and not being able to appreciate the little things. And I want to enjoy myself. One of Bronnie Ware's Five Regrets of the Dying, where she was an end-of-life care nurse, people would tell her that they'd wish they were happier, that they let themselves be happier. And it's still one of those that I find a hard time, but it's allowing myself to just be. And it's not easy. Work in progress. But it feels good. There's little things that I notice in my day-to-day life that have changed. I'll make a lot more jokes. I'll be a lot more silly. And it feels right. It feels like it's me. And I'll laugh loud. And I won't excuse myself for being me. And it feels right. So, for those of you, for you listening, who know you're a perfectionist, or might be calling yourself a recovering perfectionist, you are doing incredibly well. You are amazing in everything that you're doing. You're showing up, you're making things happen, you're caring for those around you, and you're living the life you want. That is enough. You are enough. P.S. Yes. You can still dream big. You can still have amazing goals. And at the same time, while you go for those amazing goals, you can just be you today and be enough. And that's okay. All right. That's it for me today. Thank you for listening. And I have a little something for you if you're in a life transition and you need some help, guidance, or a boost. It's a free PDF workshop available at tarabarrot.com/change. That's tarabarrot.com/change, change. Thanks for tuning in. And if this has helped you in any way, please share, because if it's helped you, I know it can help somebody else around. So share on any platform, email, social, and tag me at Tara Barrow on socials. And yeah, let me know your takeaways. All right. Bye. Have a good one.